All right, another episode, another weekend teardown. This time I sat down with Sam Pichera, a young kid coming up, absolutely killing it in the off-road scene. He's been racing for a few years, desert boy, but he's definitely getting his hands into the enduro scene, so it's super cool to see him and podium up as well. So this is just a little insight to him, just another little episode for you guys for staying around and putting up with our lack of content. So hope you enjoy it. Go follow Sam on his social media. We'll have a link in our social media stuff, so go find him. Cool kid. For a kid, is probably weighs like half the motorcycle. He knows how to flap off the back. So thanks, Sam. Can't wait to see what you're doing in the future. Thanks to all our supporters as well. B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Moto, Acherby's Australia, Adventure On Store. We're going to keep saying it. 10 Deserts for Tory coming up 15th of May now because of some cyclone stuff going on and flooding. Go check out our social media pages, the number 10, Deserts for Tory. We have some cool breakdowns on suspension from On Point. A lot more detail about the tank from B&B. That's obviously a big focal point of the bike. And Michael Carusi from Carusi Motorsports has a whole bunch of stuff for the engine teardown on longevity. So we'll be posting up some videos from him from his workshop as he's currently building the 501 into not a power beast like the Fink bike it used to be, as a reliability thing. So a lot of cool tips and tricks will come from that. And if there's one man in the industry to know, it's Michael Carusi. So thanks to everyone. Make sure you donate, please, like $10, $20, whatever you can. It means the world to the foundation and me as well. You know, it means a lot that you kind of support what we do and what they do as well. So please donate what you can. And really, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your Anzac Day. Go and get some coaching. That's what I'll be doing this weekend, going at coaching. So we'll be bringing some more content from that. But really, whatever you're going to do, get after it. All right. Now, I'm sitting down with Sam Pichera. How are you, my friend? Now, I know it's been a while since we spoke. I think we spoke at the end of Hadar last year. It's and you've come a long way since then, mate.
Yeah, definitely a few changes since Hadar and now. So, now it's been a very good couple of months, and excited to see the next couple and what comes about.
You had a really busy kind of since Hadar. You had a massive end of the year. Then you had a busy off season. I mean, the videos that came out between you and Chucky at his place, you stabbed it up big time.
Yeah. Around September time, I left my job and just started riding full time and really just started chasing the dream properly. So it's come about really well. Like, it's definitely
no,
been
mate.
Good.
It must have been a big call for you to quit everything and just take up riding full time. And you must have like amazing support around you to be able to make that call.
Yeah, no, definitely. Mum and dad and the guys at Simford really helped sort of make that jump and make it as smooth as possible. So, no, it was really exciting. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, and to be able to do it was pretty awesome.
And it also means you step straight up onto the big bike too.
Yeah, the 501's are definitely a different beast, and trying to learn how to ride it's been fun. And I feel like I'm still sort of getting the hang of it. Like, you can't abuse a limiter as bad as a 250, but...
Man, I've heard the videos of you. You're still abusing the hell out of it. Don't try and act like you're being all sweet and innocent on that 501, mate. But
the videos do tend to tell different.
Yeah, all that audio is dubbed over it. It's kind of one of those things, though. You've stepped up, but the results have actually followed you as well, mate. I mean, it's been, what, two or three... It's been one round so far of the Vic Off Road. And that was awesome. Like, you did so well there, mate. Straight off the bat on a 501 too.
The Vic Off Road didn't actually go.
I know what round
am
I thinking. Didn't you just do really well somewhere?
At the
AORC, that's right, at Madoran, or wherever it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. Had a real massive off season and put a lot of effort in, so it was really good to sort of see the rewards of a busy off season and what it can bring.
And how did you feel?
Really relieved, actually. Like, I knew I was capable of the result. It was really just a matter of being able to pull together some good sprint times and
yeah,
make
and
it
that's
happen.
Right. So what, let's go through your Vic off road, because that didn't go well. Sorry, mate.
Oh, no. Nah, well, I got a good start and I was leading and hit a Johnny in the grass on the second lap.
Yeah, mate, that's just unlucky.
But no, nah, it wasn't too bad. I managed to pull myself together for the rest of
the
race.
No, look, it's kind of one of those things with racing, though, mate. It goes up and down, and you've also been doing a lot more training out in the desert as well.
Yeah, definitely hard training at home for the everything we race in. That's why I sort of went and done a lot of riding with Chucky, purely for that reason of getting out of the desert. But it's at home it makes it hard, but it's also really good because when we do get in the sand rounds, I'm definitely a lot more comfortable and a bit more like
absolutely
home.
And I mean, that's what the whole year is prepping towards, right? Is Hatter.
Yeah, pretty well.
Is there any chance of you going up and doing Fink?
Not this year. Definitely want to do it in a few years' time or even next year maybe, but sort of something I'll put on the back burner a little bit. I definitely don't really want to just go jump into it. It's a race that you've got to be really ready for, and I just don't think I've got it. I've got the brain capacity to go and do it.
Brain capacity, maybe the size, mate. You still look like a little jockey on that 500, mate. You need to put a couple of inches on you.
Yeah, it's definitely
a big bike. But then Hatter obviously is coming up, and you had a great run last year. Like, what are you doing different now with this year being on a different bike?
Definitely just training-wise, like, trying to get a lot more strength. I think when you start riding the bigger bikes, you can't rely on you've got to rely a bit more on your strength as well to be able to wrestle the thing around, because once they get out of control, they're hard work to try and hang on to, so you're going to make sure you're ready for that.
No, that's very true, and you know, it's a lot longer, I suppose, holding onto a bigger bike like that. So does that mean your style's changed a little bit as well?
I'd like to think so, but I'm not really too sure yet.
No, I guess you don't really know until race day, right?
No, not really.
But then you've also been doing other things, like this weekend, you've just done a hill climb event, mate.
Yeah, it was a very last minute decision to go and do the hill climb event. Andy sort of put me onto it, so decided to go and do it, and got up at some stupid time in the morning to drive there and then finished that up and drove to cruising.
Really? Mate, that's the race, the lifestyle though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how'd you find the hill? Yeah. How do you find going to like so many different events, like the changes that you're having to make with your bike?
I have two sets of suspension that I change out depending on what I'm going to be racing. So I kind of choice of set up a sick desert setting and a sick enduro setting that I just sort of chop and change between, and depending, I'll walk the track and think about what I think I'll need, and I'll put in whatever I think's necessary to make the bike handle as good as possible.
That is factory living.
Yeah, it's definitely not hard when you've got
no,
it like
not
that.
At all. And then will you do things like the 4-day? Are you going to maybe give that a crack?
Yeah, well, this year we're heading up to the 4-day, so that'll be my first 4-day, so I'll be excited to go see how that goes. I haven't actually done an enduro event yet. The first one that I'll do will be in Queensland for the second round, for the fourth and third and fourth round of the AORCs.
Yeah, no, well, it's a massive call to do, especially because, as I said, you know, being a desert boy yourself, it is a lot of different training that you're going to have to go do to try and keep up with the guys who know how to hold it between trees.
Yeah, it was definitely a big learning curve. I've done a bit of that sort of riding, but never to the sort of the extent. As of last year, I sort of realised that I needed to step it up, because I'd show that I'd have the speed one weekend in the sand, and then literally the next weekend it'd be back in the trees and I'd get smoked. So it was the main goal for the off season was to get as fast as possible in the really tight off camber rocky terrain that, like, we don't get much of at home. So that was the goal of the off season, and worked as hard as I could. And I think I'm I'm pretty happy with where I'm at now. Definitely could get a lot faster, and like you're never going to be as good as you want to be, but try and keep it going. And
oh, that's it, mate. Like I said, yeah, everybody wants to get faster and faster, but the problem is you professionals keep pushing the yardstick too far that you guys are constantly having to keep battling yourselves to get better.
Yeah. It's definitely good. Like I trained with Chucky in the off season a fair bit, and that was awesome. He's a ton of help, and Chucky and Pete, yeah, they've really helped me out with everything, even bike setup, everything. Like, they're happy to help, and if you're willing to listen and take it all in, there's a lot to learn.
Was it quite daunting to like line up with Chucky for like just for the first kind of casual ride together? Like, that would have been a big thing for you.
I've actually I've done a lot of riding with him. I think the first time I rode with him when I was in juniors with Lyndon Snodgrass, he took me down there and we done some track.
Mate.
Which was the first time, and that was prime AORC days, so the boys were on then, and I learned a lot then. That was probably my first time being sort of exposed to the level of training that they were putting into, and sort of realizing then on what I'd have to do and what I needed to do. So it was awesome to be able to hang out with them guys, especially during lockdown too. And just sort of, try and learn as much as possible off them
but
boys.
I mean, you're real lucky where you are as well to have some amazing riders up your neck of the woods as well in the desert.
Yeah, there's definitely a few boys that know how to throw it down, especially around Hatter time. Like, they all sort of come out and prove themselves every year, so...
You're a lucky young fella, and it's exciting to see what you're going to be going ahead with, and it's going to be exciting to see you line up at Hatter this year, because yeah, as I said, you've really stepped it up, and you're going to be real swinging it with the big boys now.
Yeah, that's the plan. It'd be good to land the big 500 in a spot. In a good spot overall.
Yeah, so. I mean, and as I said, you've kind of really stepped up since Andy stepped away from Simford and gone through to KTM. You're kind of now flying the flag for Simford with all the other boys, so it's really cool to see the Simford team really getting behind you as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. Brad and Paul, them guys have done so much so far, like just everything, like helping with sponsors and Instagram and everything, and trying to organise myself a bit better. And last year I wasn't really on top of it, but we're getting better as each race we're getting better. So, it's awesome to have those guys in the corner. I wouldn't want anyone else, especially where I'm at. There's never any pressure on at the race day. It's just go out and do the best you can. And no one's ever upset if there's a bad weekend, or it's just a good environment.
No,
to
absolutely.
Be around.
I mean, we were real lucky to be with you guys last year at Hatter and to watch the Simford, like the whole Simford team just work. It was amazing. And the amount of support you had as riders, it's a full factory style setup.
Yeah, it's definitely, there's a definitely an art form about it, the way that the guys present themselves. And it's the best crew to be around. So, yeah, good master.
Oh, you there? Sorry, you just dropped out for a second there, mate. No, sorry. Absolutely. Yeah, Simford, it's cool that you're with them, and hopefully that you and the team can bring up some sweet results this year.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. It's a long season ahead, and plenty of races to go to, and different terrains, and it's going to be exciting. New bike, excited to see how the season unfolds.
Right. Well, look, thanks for your time, man. Super stoked for you so far, and hopefully we can catch up with you somewhere down the track and sit down and have a proper interview, mate, and get all the good stuff out of you.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cheers, buddy.
All right, thanks for that. See ya.